This is one of those times, Jed, where I would look around and I scratch my head and say, I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
What is the Common Core?
That is not so simple. Because it was actually very hard to find out in the beginning. Because the Common Core standards were developed, you could say, somewhat in the back room. They were developed very quickly by two organizations that have really long names. These are multisyllabic names that I can't ever remember, and I don't know who these groups are.
Oh, the governor, the governor's association,
the governor's association,
and the state association of school chiefs, and
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But as far as I can tell, I don't know who the people are, but I think that they are some consortium of adults who sat in a room and made up these standards. They started with looking at what high school kids should know to be college and career ready,
mm-hmm.
and then they went backwards down to sort of simplify these standards for each grade. But I went carefully over the names, and I'm sorry I never memorized the names of these groups, but they just seem kind of somewhat meaningless to me. But I went over the short bio of each person who participated in these groups, and there wasn't an early childhood educator there.
Right.
There wasn't anyone with early childhood background in any professional capacity or in early childhood background at all, no teachers or early childhood professionals. To answer what are the Common Core standards? Actually, it's a really interesting political question because they were presented very rapidly, developed and presented very rapidly. They were tied to Race to the Top money. So even though the federal government's not supposed to get involved in curriculum decisions, that it should be the purview of states. Because states wanted Race to the Top money, they adopted them. States adopted them very, very quickly. So you have more than 40 states. Actually, you had about 45, but some are backpedaling now, involved with using the exactly same standards, which are very detailed all across the nation, which raises a lot of concern on many levels. The whole question of whether or not you should have national standards, which these are kind of becoming, is a complicated question and one that really deserves a lot of attention. At what level of detail should they be? Should they exist at all? But the development of these standards wasn't democratic, didn't involve teachers, didn't involve any back and forth dialogue or any pilot testing or any mechanism for review and revision that would involve any kind of participation from the education community at large.
So you sound really supportive.
Yeah, so I have worries about them on many levels. The adoption of the pushing of them has been a political matter. It's not a question of whether or not they're really good for education. It's part of the whole ed reform movement and leads people to think that somehow if you have these standards, you're going to improve education. And that's a real diversion from recognizing that our problems in education have to do really with income and wealth inequality and disadvantage for so many children. And you're never going to improve that situation in any significant way by just having standards.
Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, educator, author, emeritus professor, and Matt Damon's mom.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.